Leaders. You're listening to leaders.com.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فإذا سويته ونفخت فيه من روحي فقعوا له ساجدين صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters that are listening, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His beautiful kalam, in His glorious speech, has taken an oath by time. A very famous chapter of the Quran, short chapter of the Quran, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken an oath, qasam, by this great ni'mat, a bounty that Allah has given every one of us, and that is time. Wal-asri, by the passage of time, by the passage of time. Innal insana lafi khusr. Man is in a state of loss. Man is in a state of loss. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ Except for those who have iman and those who do good deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described the condition of a human being, that this human is wasted if the quality of iman is not inside him and if the quality of good deeds is not inside him. Then he is a total loser, he is wasted. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding humanity that make qadr of this time that Allah has given us. Value the time. One of the signs of the day of Qiyamah will be that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take out from time barakat, blessings. Wasn't it just yesterday that we performed Jumu'ah? It was as if just yesterday I sat on the pulpit delivering the khutbah and you are here. So time goes so fast that it comes in the hadith, 1 year will be like 1 month. And 1 month will be like 1 week. And 1 week will be like 1 day. And 1 day will be like 1 hour. And 1 hour will be like 1 minute. And so, this process will be so fast. Subhanallah, very, very quickly the days will be going. The days will be going. One of the signs of the day of Qiyamah. And so the Quran has taken an oath. Allah has taken that oath by the passage of time. How do we measure time? How do we measure time? Wo kaun si millimeter hai, centimeter hai, jo time ko measure karti hai? How do we measure time? The time is measured by the two most important days of a person's life. And it is quite shocking that the two days every one of us is going to see, everyone that is here, the reaction of the people in these two days are completely opposite to one another. One is the day of your birth. The measuring starts from here. The day of your birth or birthday. So when you are born, everybody is saying Mubarak, Mubarak, it's a boy. Mubarak, it's a girl. Forgive me, we live in a very modern world, so is it okay if I mention the genders here, two genders? It's okay, ne? Yeah, yeah. No offense to anybody. In case somebody feels he's a monkey or a rat or a donkey or a car, or he feels he's 17-year-old when he's 60, you know. Or, you know, he will want to feel something else, so our feelings are free now, you know. Unbridled feelings. You can be what you want. I'm like an astronaut today. You know. Pagalo ki dunya. We are living amongst the mad people. And so congratulations, it's a boy. Congratulations, it's a girl. Mubarak. Beta hai, beti hai, mashallah. And everyone would be happy in the house, mashallah, a new member in the family. That is the first day. The second day is the day of death. The day of death. If someone's going to say, oh, brilliant, Mubarak, he died. I'm so happy he died. Anybody say that? Have you met someone? No, no. This quality was only with Sahaba-e-Kiram Ajma'in. When Hazrat Bilal was about to expire from this dunya, the wife started to cry. So he stopped her crying that, look, don't cry. Why are you crying? What's the pain there for? Are you not happy that tomorrow I will meet my Nabi? A different level of Iman. You know, these were just really different people. But when somebody dies, we are in pain, naturally, grief, sorrow, bichare. You know, one member of the family has expired. Allah give him Jannah. This is what we say. And this is the time that is measured from your birth to your death. By the passage of time, everyone has this unique combination of two days. Your date of birth and your date of death, and that is it. And what is shocking, how the Quran actually reveals this. You know, every time you open up the Quran, it's just an amazing kitab of Allah, amazing kalam of Allah. Allahu alladhi khalaqakum min da'fin. That Allah created you from weakness. You're weak. So you are so weak that if your mother and father didn't tell you when you were born, you would not even know when you were born. Mentally and physically you are so weak. This arrogant modern human being today, which claims that he has conquered everything, but Allah is saying you are nothing, you are so weak that if your parents didn't tell you your date of birth, you would not even know when you were born. Because mentally and physically you were totally weak. How do you know when you were born? This is because of the information that someone gave you. And you believe in that information. You don't say, no, I don't believe I was born on this day. Anybody says that? I reject this. I have to see. I have to see with my own eyes if I was born on that day. Nobody says that. Toh to chhana muna birthday celebrate karta hai. Accepts it. My mom and dad told me I was born. So I believe. So now he has to believe. So Allah is saying that you are so weak, you didn't even know when you were born. And then, ثُمَّ جَعَلَ مِن بَعْدِ كُوَّةٍ ضُعْفًا وَشَيْبًا, that after giving you strength, I will return you to weakness and old age. And like how you were weak, in the latter part of your life, you will become weak, and you will become so weak that you won't even know when you will die. So you really don't know when you came in this dunya, and you really won't know when you are going to expire from this dunya. That is your haqiqat. And the reason these topics are very, very important, my respected brothers and elders, if a person does not know his beginning, if a person does not know who he is, if a person does not know where I came from, then this is where shaitan plays with the mind. Shaitan plays with the mind. Our children have to know this. Our adults have to know this. Every Muslim man, woman has to know this. How I came into existence. And until we don't understand the most powerful attribute of Allah, that He is Al-Khaliq, the Creator, and that you came into this dunya in this incredible manner, and your progenitor are your parents, your mother and father. And they came into this dunya by their parents. And they came into this dunya by their parents. And they came into this dunya by their parents. And keep on going all the way back. The question is, if everyone came into this dunya by their parents, where are we going? Where is this regress going towards? Where are we going? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to us, I am making it very easy for all of you to understand that all of you that are dispersed in this dunya, 8 billion or whatever, your starting point, I will expound to you very clearly how it all began, so that there is no confusion in your mind. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying it all goes to one person. The masterpiece, that one brand, that Allah created, one. From that one, millions have come about in different days and years and generations to come. And his name is Adam. His name is Adam. Adam alayhi salam. Understand this, my respected brothers. Adam alayhi salatu wa salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is explaining how did Adam alayhi salam come about. If you don't know how your father came into existence, then you are a jahil. What are you? Most of the people in this dunya are jahil. What are they? They don't like to talk about Adam alayhi salam. They don't like Adam alayhi salam. They like monkeys. What do they like? Monkeys. Adam alayhi salam is frightening them, scaring them. So they don't like talking about Adam alayhi salam. They rather talk about the monkeys. So before we go into monkey business, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, you are the most intelligent. You are the most intelligent. How I created your father, I am going to explain to you. So that when you are in this world, you will know who your creator is. And when you know who your creator is, you will know who created everything around you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Jibreel alayhi salam, Jibreel, go a bit down to planet Earth and collect for me some earthly material. Get for me, gather for me some earthly material. This dunya was empty. Jibreel came down. The earth was doing the tasbih of Allah. The earth was doing the tasbih of Allah. The earth knows who my creator is. Remember, there is no kafir in the creation of Allah. There is no kafir in the creation of Allah. سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. In the tafsir of this, there is no kafir in the creation of Allah. Only insan can become a kafir. Or a jinn. But there is no kafir. The sun is a Muslim. The stars are Muslims. The trees are Muslims. The leaves are Muslims. All the animals that you see are Muslims. They will never do shirk with Allah. The animals don't do shirk with Allah. It is not in their system. They don't do shirk with Allah. The insects don't do shirk with Allah. The insects, their kalima is La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. They recognize only Allah. If you teach them anything else, they will not accept. Even in the little, you know, whatever understanding they have, the one understanding they have is my Allah is my creator. And so what happened? Jibreel alayhi salam came down and it started taking out some chunks from the earth. The earth started pleading, Jibreel, by Allah. What did this earth say? Jibreel, by Allah, save me. Because if any of my part will disobey our Allah, it will be punished and it is part of me. So the earth started pleading in the name of Allah. Jibreel alayhi salam, soft hearted. Naram dil the, kya the? Jibreel says, okay, let me ask Allah Pak. I'll see what he said. Came down, went up, Allah Pak, it took your name, and your name is what I respect. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, okay, Jibreel, you stay here. Mikael, you come, go and do the same job. Mikael came down, started collecting the earth. He started crying, pleading, oh Mikael, great angel, you are so big in size, have mercy by Allah. Mikael was also naram, you know. No problem. Let me ask Allah Pak. Went back. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, okay, Mikael, you sit with Jibreel also on the side. Let's try another angel. Israel. Who came? Israel, you go. Yeah, Allah Pak, what do you want me to do? He goes, do this. went down, Israel started picking up the earth's soil. The earth started to cry. The earth thought that this is working for me. So Israel, please, in the name of Allah, Israel says, huh? And he got angry. And he got so angry that this is the command of Allah. Forget that. And he says, I am going to take out different sections of soil from different parts. So he took the soil from all the different corners of the world. Dark soil, light soil, brown soil, white soil, black soil, hard soil, soft soil, you name it. And he took everything out, didn't listen to the earth, and he took it up and he put it down in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Israel was that angel who is not affected so much by emotions. Emotions, he's not affected. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, okay Israel, I think I have a job for you. We have a job for you. Because you took out the soil, then you will also take out, not the soil, the ruh. Soil kaha hoga bhai? Ruh niklegi na? Ruh, Malakul Maut. What was it? Malakul Maut. He was given the job of becoming a Malakul Maut because of this. No emotion. Malakul Maut is not impacted by feelings, or a lady is crying, this child is an orphan, this person is suffering. No, no, no. He just looks at the time, okay, out, out, pick him up, his ruh, out, 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 orphan, forget that, out, out, out. He just does his duty. Nothing to him, nothing affects him. My duty is to take the soul out from the body bus. So he became Malakul Maut. Malakul Maut. And now the soil is there. Subhanallah al-Azim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, now by the Qudrat of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has designed this masterpiece. Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. This is, who is the designer? Allah. Because he is Musawwiru. One of the names of Allah is Musawwir. He is Khaliq and a Musawwir. But amazing are the words of the Quran. The Quran says, فَإِذَا سَوَّيْتُهُ فَإِذَا سَوَّيْتُهُ وَنَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِي فَقَعُوا لَهُ سَاجِدِينَ. Sawwaytuhu, sawwa, one meaning of sawwa is, Allah is saying, I created you in the most perfect measure. In the most perfect measure. Every part of you is perfect. There is no one that could have designed you any more better than what I have designed you. This brand, this piece of model that everyone in the heavens is talking about, the malaika are talking about him, and then the jinns are looking at him, that who is this very new creation? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every part of his body, subhanallah. To ye tumhari zaban jo bahut bolti hai, 8.57 centimeter, kya? Allah ne bana it perfection. Tumhare 2.5 inch ke jo ear hai, Allah ne bana ye kaise? Nothing too long would have been ugly, too short would have been a problem. Perfect size for your head. Your eyes, perfect size. Allah didn't give you the eyes of the owl, because the creation of the owl is different to your creation. Allah didn't give you the eyes of the eagle. The eagle's eyes are powerful. If you see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given it that power, when it opens up its wings, and subhanallah, the flight, and when it catches its food, its prey, and how it comes down and goes up. Allah ki kudrat. But Allah is saying, you insan, I am not talking about my any other creation, because that is irrelevant. That you can just see. But everything about you I am going to talk about. Your every bone I am going to talk about. Because there is no time for you. Shaitan cannot confuse you and play with your mind to say otherwise, who is my creator? So Allah created you in the most perfect manner. Yehi 5'6", 7", 5'8" ka insan. The height, the width, the mass, everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, externally, internally, I created everything of you in the most perfect manner. Beautifully done. And then when this model of Adam alayhi salatu was salam was there, it was just in one position. It could not move, it could not see, it could not do anything. The power of Allah, that He is Khaliq. What is He? Khaliq, the Creator. You know, your phone, after a few hours, it needs to be charged. Human beings don't need to be charged. Do we need to be charged? We do. We need to be charged by namaz, by Quran. Yeah. The human being, Subhanallah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by His Qudrat, وَنَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِي. Allah is saying, my very special creation, which is Ruh, that makes everything alive, we inserted that into Adam alayhi salam. This is how my father, your father was created. That creation is so unique, Allah talks about it. فَقَعُوا لَهُ سَاجِدِينَ. Subhanallah. When they saw Adam alayhi salatu was salam's, his body started moving, and that, Subhanallah, he is alive. فَقَعُوا لَهُ سَاجِدِينَ. That is why, my respected brothers and elders, a very important lesson that we have to learn is to teach our children the important teachings of Islam in terms of aqaid, beliefs, and ourselves what we need to learn. Very important. Imagine the blasphemy, the disrespect. They teach our children in school in the name of modern science. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Not only is there verbal abuse to the prophets and the messengers, disrespecting Isa alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam in the movies that they make, and even Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is not spared, but they have attacked the very first man, my father and your father. And you know what they say? That human beings were uncivilized. What do they teach us? Stone age people. Jaise tumhare abba wahan rehte the. Stone age people. Gruffy people. They didn't have knowledge. They had hair all the way down till here. Like the cartoons they will show you. They were eating raw meat. They were doing zina. They were like beasts, wild people. Humans didn't know anything. They couldn't even speak. They didn't even have a language to speak, communicate. This is what they teach us. They would eat raw meat. They were naked. When they came in this dunya, they were naked. This is what they teach our children in school. That this is how human beings were. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us something completely different. Allah is saying, the most learned was your father Adam alayhi salam. وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَى. The most civilized was your father Adam alayhi salam. He was the father of all morals that he came in this dunya. That subhanallah, he would cover his body. And the relationship that he taught all other human beings was by nikah contract only. And that the very first religion was Islam. They were not uncivilized people. They were clean people. They were the best of people. Adam alayhi salam was so intelligent that Allah says, وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَى, that he had the gift to speak all languages. He was so fluent in the Arabic language that his dua is mentioned in the Quran. رَبَّنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. He was the most intelligent, most intelligent. But what do they tell us? Insan was backwards. Insan didn't know anything. He didn't know how to comb his hair. He didn't know how to maintain his body. And you know what? They take it one step further. They play games. What do they play? And they say, you know, how old is this dunya? Millions of years. Kamal ki baat hai, kamal hai. Millions of years. Millions of years. Wow. Ankh ban karke zero dalte hi ro. Just put all the zeros you can, wholesale. Millions of years. Who was there to see? No, it's okay, millions of years. Millions of years. Insan was here for millions of years. Subhanallah. So because they have to say millions of years, you know why? Because they have to introduce the system called evolution. So they have to say millions and thousands of years. So they said, no. Adam alayhi salam is not even around. We were all monkeys. We won't go to fish because that's going too back. Let's start to monkeys. Yeah, monkey achhe hote yaar. Inke abba sab bandar hi the sab. Monkeys. Then monkeys lost their tail. Everything started disappearing over a few thousand years. Then this monkey became a man and a very intelligent man. So when did he become a man? Nobody knows. But you believe that. So what are the thousands of monkeys still doing in zoo? Thousands of years have happened, right? There's no changes in them. The cat has not become a lion and the donkey has not become a horse and no animal has changed for that matter. You know, these are fools that teach us education. Ye hum unke education par fakhr karte hain. Jinko ye bhi nahi pata ki tumhare abba kaun the. Ye bhi nahi pata. So they had to play games. And you know how long is the date line from Adam alayhi salam to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Never mind millions of years. We measure this by what we call easy planning of what and how the Anbiya Rasul came in this dunya. Rasulullah, Anbiya came in this dunya. From Adam alayhi salam to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and until 2023, the very creation of insan, the first man Adam alayhi salam, is possibly touching only 10,000 years. How many? Only 10,000 years. Never mind your millions of years. Maybe 10,000 years. Or be man 10,000 years. That is why we have a recording of all the prophets that came in the Quran, the Kalam of Allah. And Ibn Asakir and other very famous Muslim historians have mentioned this, and I'm just going to very quickly go over this so that we have an understanding, an Islamic understanding of who we are and how we came into this dunya. Adam alayhi salam to Nuh alayhi salam is 1,200 years. How many years? 1,200 years. From the first father, Adam alayhi salam, to the second father, Nuh alayhi salam. 1,200 years. And then from Nuh alayhi salam to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, slightly fast forward, in between you'll have a lot of other prophets, but we are covering only the main prophets. Nuh alayhi salam to Ibrahim alayhi salam, Muslim historians have said 1,042 years. Kitne? 1,042 years. Then from Ibrahim alayhi salam to Musa alayhi salam. Ibrahim alayhi salam to the next big prophet was who? Musa alayhi salam. Ibrahim to Musa, only 565 years. That is why when Ibrahim alayhi salam built the Kaaba, he made a dua which is recorded in the Quran. Rabbana wab'ath fihim rasula. Oh my Allah, send the Nabi in this locality, in Makkah. Referring to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi. Whose dua was that? Ibrahim alayhi salam. So Ibrahim alayhi salam to Musa alayhi salam, how many years? 565 years. Then from Musa alayhi salam to Dawood alayhi salam, 572 years. To Dawood alayhi salam, 572 years. And then from Dawood alayhi salam to Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, Dawood to Isa alayhi salam, 1,356 years. 1,356 years. From Isa alayhi salam to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, no Nabi has come. From Isa alayhi salam to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we say around 600 years. 632 was the demise of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. 600 years. Kitne? So from Isa to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, how many years? A gap of 600 years for people that remained in the true teachings of Isa alayhi salam, for them was only 600 years, that period of time. And so when you tally and total everything up, it doesn't come to millions of years whatsoever. And this is just to mislead people, aliyazu billah, and take them away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is why Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man arafa nafsahu faqad arafa Allah. The one who will recognize himself will surely recognize Allah. So my respected brothers, when you stand in front of the mirror, don't just admire your face. Look at your eyes carefully. If you have time, measure your eyes. If you have time, measure your nose. Measure your forehead. Measure your ears. And you will understand, فَخَلَقَ فَسَوَّى, the symmetry in how Allah creates, the perfection of Allah. Look at your photo and look at the photos of your parents, the similarity that is there. That is to show you that you are connected with this bloodline. But then the ace creation of Allah, the most intelligent, the most noble, the most civilized. He didn't eat raw meat. He didn't eat haram meat. He wasn't naked, nor was his wife Hawa naked, nor was he naked, nor was he immoral. He knew what morality is. He taught his children, and for 1,000 years, all of his children were only Muslims, because the only religion on the face of this earth was Islam. Kana an-nasu ummatan wahida. The Quran says ummat was only one, which goes all the way back to the Nabi of Allah, and that is Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. And so this is the understanding we require. Don't believe people who use tissue paper when they go to the toilet. Believe people who have the kalima in their hearts, la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Inke paas hai kya? Hamare paas Quran hai. Hamare paas Nabi hai. We have Rasulullah, we have Isa alayhi salam, we have Musa alayhi salam, we have Ibrahim alayhi salam, and we have our father Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. We have this pure lineage that we were civilized human beings, and what a blasphemy to degrade a human being so low that they were animals. And Allah is saying, وَلَكَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ. I created Adam alayhi salam. I gave him honor. I gave him sharafat. I gave him this honor. And Allah selected the best of the prophets amongst human beings. Allah give us all the tawfiq. Inshallah, brothers are requested to come tonight also after Isha. We will try to cover how different religions also came about in this dunya. All the different religions, when there was only one, just for us to understand. Brothers, come after Isha. Inshallah, it will be of great benefit. Allah mujhe aapko har ek ko tawfiq de. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Thank you.